This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities in California say the number of people missing from a devastating fire north of San Francisco has doubled to more than 600. At least 63 people have died in the so-called Camp Fire, which destroyed the town of Paradise. Nearly 12,000 structures, including 9,700 homes, were burned to ashes. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honia says that the large number of missing people likely includes those who fled the fire and don't realize they have been reported missing. Honia said that a list of the missing was publicized so people can see if they are on it and inform authorities that they survived. Meanwhile, the Woolsey Fire, which is linked to three fatalities and has destroyed at least 500 structures near Malibu, is contained about 57%. A U.S. government judge has ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials, which it had suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the U.S. government's action, commenting that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the credential revocation process. Outside the courtroom, Acosta thanked those who had supported him.
Everybody, thanks for coming. I just want to say something very briefly, and that is I want to thank all of my colleagues in the press who supported us this week, and I want to thank the judge for the decision he made today, and let's go back to work.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Trump commented on the ruling, saying that he believes in freedom of the press, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump says he's answered written questions from the special counsel's office in the Russia probe. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
The president's again blasting the investigation, but says he's written answers to questions from special counsel Bob Mueller.
I was asked a series of questions. I've answered them very easily.
Repeatedly telling reporters he did it himself.
I write the answers. My lawyers don't write answers. I write answers.
The president says he's not yet submitted the answers and did not say when he would. Rumors are rampant here in the nation's capital that Mueller may be preparing more indictments. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Justice Department has inadvertently named Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, in a court filing in an unrelated case, suggesting that prosecutors have charged Assange under seal. AP correspondent Zaria Shakili reports.
Assange, who has been holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London for years, has been charged in secret. The WikiLeaks founder's name appears twice in an August court filing from a federal prosecutor in Virginia, who is attempting to keep sealed a separate case involving a man accused of coercing a minor for sex. Any charges against Assange could help illuminate the question of whether Russia coordinated with the Trump campaign to sway the 2016 presidential election. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Award-winning screenwriter William Goldman, the author of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, All the President's Men, and The Princess Bride, died early Friday in New York. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
William Goldman died at home in New York of complications from colon cancer and pneumonia. Goldman was the Academy Award-winning screenwriter of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and All the President's Men, in which he introduced the phrase,
"Just follow the money."
Goldman wrote the novels Marathon Man and The Princess Bride, which he also turned into hit screenplays. He was a keen observer of how entertainment gets made, chronicled in books that include Adventures in the Screen Trade and Which Lie Did I Tell, famously asserting about what makes a good movie? Nobody knows anything. Screenwriter and novelist William Goldman was 87. Warren Levinson, New York.
A hand recount began Friday in Florida's acrimonious U.S. Senate contest after an initial review by ballot counting machines showed Republican Rick Scott and Democrat Senator Bill Nelson separated by fewer than 13,000 votes. Under state law, a hand review is required when the victory margin is 0.25 percentage points or less. A state's website unofficial results show Scott ahead of Nelson by 0.15 percentage points. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.